Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, were you born in the 60s or are you a little past that? Or, you know, where are you at in that time period? All of a sudden, we're hearing lots of news, books, stories about the boomers, about the 60s. And a boomer is defined as anyone born between 1946 and 1964. And there were 76 million boomers born during that time. And now the boomers run the world. The youngest members of the generation that decided to be young forever are turning 50. And that's the age of maximum privilege and power. So we're giving everybody orders. The oldest boomers are enrolled in Medicare, collecting Social Security, and receiving tax-free Roth IRA disbursements. Plus, American life expectancy has increased by almost 12 years since the baby boom was born. So it doesn't seem like we'll never go away. So think about the people who were born during that time. What are they doing right now? If you were born during that time, what are you doing right now? But for instance, President Obama, Rand Paul are at one end, and Hillary Clinton, Rush Limbaugh, Cher are at the other end. So lots happening still with all of those boomers and what they're doing in the world. And it's an interesting, I guess, a very interesting generation. Each generation maybe has its own kind of story, picture, so on. But so many things happened in this time period affected by or because of the boomers, because of the folks who were born during that time, that it is receiving lots of attention. And, of course, there's so many of those people as compared to some other generations. And there has never been a decade quite like the 60s. The diversity of conflicts, hope, anger, music, and the fun that characterized these years are captured in the 60s. And not only were these changes evident in fashions, but world events, music, automobiles, toys, and individual self-expression. And one of those expressions was at the largest outdoor rock concert ever. You know the name? Woodstock. The television shows. Think back to the television shows of the 60s. Some of my favorites of that era. Because they depicted the morals and values of our society. And the simplicity of the lifestyle were so evident at that time. The westerns on television series were about the good guys always winning. Music and events of the day interacted with one another as we progressed through one of the most turbulent decades in modern history. The assassination of President John F. Kennedy, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, and presidential hopeful Bobby Kennedy illustrated the turbulent and restless society. In contrast, the 60s decade has been described by historians as the decade that resulted in the most significant changes in our history. In 1969, the race to space was won by the U.S. by putting a man on the moon. And this one event caught more press and attention, second only to the other big happening. And still we're hearing results of the Vietnam War. The 1960s were also a time of turmoil, probably described as such for the racial unrest during the period, social injustice, and because of our involvement in the war in Vietnam. The magnitude of violence in the streets of U.S. cities, as well as on campuses in protest of the war in Vietnam, were unprecedented in our history. The burning of the flag and draft cards were widely used as tools for protest. Even though the 60s had its periods of unrest and violence, it was a great decade to be growing up in. If you don't believe it, ask somebody who was a baby boomer. If you're one of those folks, what are some of your memories? What are some of your best times? And if you enjoy going back in history and not just in your own mind, but kind of looking at what other folks are talking about, there's even a special website. And if you want to check that out, it is the 60s official site, www.the60sofficialsite. And it changes constantly, kind of highlighting music, events, and those kinds of things that, you know, were very popular during the 60s. Some folks have picked out what they think represent those eras and recommend, if you don't have them and you are of the 60s, maybe you want to include them. You know, you may or may not agree because everybody has their opinion. For instance, and these, I'm not one of those folks, so, you know, I didn't grow up with these, but the albums that suggested 10 essential boomer albums, the first one is Bob Dylan with Highway 61 Revisited. These are albums. Carole King, Tapestry. The Eagles, Their Greatest Hits. And, of course, The Beatles has to be on that list. And the album they recommend is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Led Zeppelin, Bob Marley and the Wailers, The Rolling Stones, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder. Albums by all of those, and Donna Summer, Love to Love You Baby. Those were our one person's picks as some of the best albums representing the 60s. And what about movies? Again, someone has selected. These are the movies that sort of represent and recall what was happening in the 60s. The Graduate. You know, I have that on a video that I'm thinking I want to go back and see that. It probably will not be nearly as exciting. I'm not sure exciting is the right word. Surprising, whatever, The Graduate. Easy Rider, A Clockwork Orange, The Godfather, and The Godfather Part Two. And these are movies that kind of essential boomer list of movies. Jaws, All the President's Men, Annie Hall, Apocalypse Now, Kramer versus Kramer, and Reds. I'm guessing the last one is one that you maybe haven't heard of. It was not a big commercial hit, but this writer says this was a liberating film. So those are maybe not the favorites of everybody, but representing those era of the 60s. Does anybody want to go back to the 60s? Well, again, it's such a diverse time in our history, from those really feel-good, really good times and fun times, and maybe not quite so much pressure times, but it also was that era of much violence and changes. But again, we move forward in lots of ways. One person's view of the times that represent what happened during boomers growing up. 1946, of course, that was the first year that's included in this group, is when Dr. Spock wrote and published The Common Sense Book of Baby and Child Care. And many parents said you lived by that book. And since then, it's not received always positive acclaim, that there were many of the changes that happened in child rearing go back to, some people think, to what Dr. Spock wrote. In 1966, Time selected Americans 25 and under as Man of the Year. That's sort of an unusual kind of selection, not a person, but the group of people 25 and under as Man of the Year. We mentioned Woodstock. That happened in 1969. And in 1970 was the first published use of the term baby boomer. In 1975, remember Pet Rocks? That's when they were so popular, you know. It wasn't just any rock, it was a Pet Rock. In 1987, the TV drama 30-something was released. In 1992, election of Bill Clinton, and he was the first boomer president. In 2000, still reflecting on how the boomers influenced what was happening in the world, in 2000, minivans achieved U.S. sales peak. And in 2011, a couple of years ago, the oldest boomers reached age 65. So I think we're going to continue to hear much about the 1960s as we move through this year. And, it'll probably calm down a little, but I think there's still going to continue to be news, movies, books, all kinds of things that looking back to the 1960s and the baby boomers and what happened during that time, how it's affected our history now. And it's out there. Just think about, we're going to be hearing more about the boomers. Until next time, here's a thought. I don't know how to act my age. I've never been this age before.